Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Jesse.
It's Jesse.
You're watching Chase talk to a ghost. That's fucking weird. Mm-hmm. This whole thing is fucking weird. And unexpectedly, out of nowhere, you feel a very sharp pain in your right lower back.
Ah.
As you
get a kidney stone,
suffer 4 points of lethal damage.
Four?
What's your armor and soak?
I have whatever the fuck Olathe gave me.
The same armor as five soak? Else.
Yeah.
Minus that by 3.
Okay.
Plus your stamina.
Which is 4. You gotta roll for it though, right?
Yep.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah, it's not just a give me.
So you have 6 soak dice to roll.
Tens explode?
Nope.
Fuck. Okay. What's the diff?
Diff 6.
4 successes.
Okay. You feel a sharp pain in your right lower back as somebody shoves some kind of very small knife in between a part of your armor and just barely misses skewering a kidney and instead grazes a chunk of your back. When you look back, they're gone.
Oh, God, what the fuck? Did you guys see that?
See what?
I just got stabbed!
Ben, what happened with the rest of us, with our successes?
You didn't see a damn thing.
River at 6 successes didn't see anything?
Nope.
What happened?
You got stabbed?
Yeah, she's gonna gesture to where she felt it.
I guess Olathe worked to heal that. By the way, I still should have life vision and all that up, right?
You do.
Okay.
Anything on spirit vision?
It was core as well, so I should be seeing any core effects that appeared.
Mm-hmm.
Moth's not the question? Placebo injury.
Let's say Moth's question.
Nothing on spirit other than the ghosts that are around.
Good old fashioned stealth, or some vampire shenaniganry, but genuinely good old fashioned stealth would do the trick here.
With a strong overroll, Olathe is doing 4 points of healing to Jesse.
Okay.
Reaching over and... Is there a gap in the armor where she was stabbed?
Damn, what would this be?
Check for poison, too, Olathe.
Ben, I should be seeing poison, correct?
Give me wits medicine.
Poison is matter.
And I did life matter core. Perception medicine? Or wits medicine?
Wits medicine.
Okay. Should have done that better, rolling one of the glass dice against one of the metal ones. What?
Don't Jesse it. Don't Jesse it. Don't Jesse it.
Quintuple botch.
No. How many suck do you want and what's the diff?
Diff is 8.
Cool. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 suck.
Okay. Yeah. There's poison in her circulation.
There is.
Tetrodotoxin, to be specific.
Then 4 suck of... Can I use life to basically pull that out? Make her body just expel that back out the wound? Or is it too far through her?
Matter.
Okay, well, I had already rolled the healing, which was 9, 8, 8, 5. So, is the 4 successes enough?
Nope.
Not to stop the poison?
That's not what you were working on at the time. You were working on the fact she got stabbed.
Alright. And I also, you gave a fancy poison name like I knew what the fuck it meant.
Tetrodotoxin.
Sure.
It's a very powerful neurotoxin found in pufferfish in particular.
Oh, great. So she's not going to get high like a dolphin, probably.
Oh, no. She is going to rapidly be paralyzed and stop breathing.
Cool. 3 suck to get that out of her.
Okay. Jesse.
Jesse.
Just as you start to feel a strange tickle in the back of your throat, you feel a very odd sensation of Olathe basically pulling this shit through your skin.
The inside of your armor is now wet. But is there a physical wound in the armor, like I had asked?
No. Slipped through a gap.
Okay, there's no marks on clothing or anything?
Nope. Very strategically slipped through. Well, there'd be, like, the shirt that's under the armor is pierced, but it very strategically went through a gap in the armor.
Fair enough.
There are knives designed to do exactly that.
And that's, yes, but that also tells me that it was a physical object that...
Yes.
It cut her shirt, whatever it was, and it was poisoned. From
neat.
Pufferfish, oddly enough.
Jessica promptly puts herself back to back with Astoria. What the fuck?
I don't know, man. I hate this.
There's someone out here with us.
Yes, there is.
Probably that thing they pulled from the pond.
I don't love that.
Oh boy, maybe we do get to play with demons today.
You say the most reassuring things. Have I ever told you that?
No, I don't think so.
Perception alertness. From everybody.
Imagine how it slipped by. Let's see.
Benjamin.
Go for it.
This is his first danger. When can Samson make it now?
Now that he's been alerted to what's happening, sure.
What's the diff?
This is like 6. His job.
I have redeemed myself. I come to you bearing 8 successes.
Alertness ambushes would apply here. Benji?
Yes.
Ambushes counts. That is going to be 9 successes from Samson as well.
Diff 6 again?
Aggressive. Diff 6. Because it is an opposed roll.
Nice, bud. What a good boy.
That's a lot of tens.
And odd question, do with matter core all that up, I don't get any decreases or help?
Nope.
I love you, tens. There's so many ways to get around magical detection.
Yeah, I know. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, 7. There we go. River 6, Olathe 7. You've got 7, 8, and 9. You've got 6, 7, 8, 9. Actually, you...
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
From 3, because the story...
3, yeah.
That was the last roll.
Oh, damn.
That was the last, yeah. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Fucking amazing. I typed it in, hit enter, looked up, and went, huh.
I need an initiative roll from Samson.
That is going to be 14.
I need another initiative roll from Samson.
That is going to be 16. Roll a 10. Right.
Nope. Samson, and only Samson, spots a strange... vaguely humanoid blob lining up behind Olathe.
Do it.
He has one shot, one opportunity to intervene.
Yeah, man. Obviously, we're doing willpower about it. And, going for the bite grapple.
Okay.
Boof. Followed by furry missile. Followed by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 successes again.
Solid, solid. All right. Dex athletics to not get nommed on. One moment, please. Not a great roll. Only 4 successes to not get nommed on.
Okay.
So he's grappled by the Samson.
Very grappled. Mm-hmm.
All right.
With bond sharing.
Immediate response to grappled by large dog is stab the large fucking dog.
Would bond sharing be alerting Chase to this? Given that he can see everything that Samson sees.
Yes.
Does Chase also get an opportunity to do something then?
After his...
Do you want me to roll initiative?
Yeah, roll me initiative.
Okay. That's an 8 plus that is 17.
Okay. He can do something.
Okay. Well, now that Fuckboy is grappled, some of that sweet, sweet violence is a focus action here with a couple of quintessence spent because it feels relevant. 3 specifically, and a willpower because it feels relevant. That is going to be 4 successes worth of one of them. There are sweet, sweet vulgar prime effects to add some pattern shredderation to the sword.
Okay.
And attacky time. Does it get any difficulty decrease for me because it's restrained?
Should be a diff 5.
Diff 5. Love that for me. That is going to be, with the second willpower of the turn, third between myself and Samson, 12 successes.
Okay. Roll damage.
Which would be, I guess, 11 extra from extra successes then?
Yeah.
And then 8 more from Prime?
Yep.
And then strength plus 3. So 24 damage dice. I'm counting. That is going to be 14 points of aggravated damage.
Incredible. So, Olathe, more or less before you even have time to register what the hell is going on, because you're looking down at Jesse.
Yeah, my hand probably have a couple of fingers between that gap in Jesse's armor. Yeah. Since she literally just said the shirt is cut and skin contact is a healing method for her. Touch.
Samson basically doggo missiles past you and grabs a hold of something. You hear him collide with something, and as you are turning to look, Chase streaks past and bisects the shape with a sword. As the upper and lower halves of a human body fall on the ground, there is a weird unraveling effect. As skin, which perfectly mimicked its background, returns to basic human baseline. And there's now two halves of a naked body slowly disintegrating from having been primo-magicked.
Really, really fucking hate Hondi.
Astoria, don't let that spirit escape. We need to talk to it.
Hey, Captain. Astoria is going to grab that spirit.
Very ritualized resheathing of the katana. Full weave status now. He had his opportunity to be a badass. Just fluid, cut a dude in half, sheath katana. Astoria, if you wouldn't mind keeping the spirit from running away.
Astoria comes over. With a little, like, one of those little, like, cinnamon brooms, basically.
Yeah.
And just kind of, like, shoop, 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 around it. Like, essentially, brushing in as she walks in a circle around it to essentially trap the energies in there instead of swishing them away. As she settles down and essentially traps it in that little circle.
All right.
What diff?
I believe that's a spirit 2 effect.
I believe it's a spirit 4 effect.
Oh, wait. To contain a spirit?
To trap it. I'll take spirit 2, but mind spirit is in fact spirit 4.
Okay, then baseline difficulty of 7 and whatever Astoria's modifier is for right now.
It is currently plus 1. I'm going to use
to diff 8.
2 quintessence to get it down to diff 6.
You're right, Bind Spirit is diff 4. I really thought it was lower than that.
It is not. It is very specifically a higher level thing.
Watcha.
3 successes.
Okay. brother Charles is going to quickly come over and look down. What? Is he like a chameleon?
Something like
someone
that.
Someone else's skin.
Very interesting magic.
Astoria.
Yes.
Perception awareness. Actually, I guess Chase too. Perception awareness.
Okay.
Diff 7.
Don't make me do that. Can Samson?
Can Taryn?
This is specifically a spirit thing.
So maybe Taryn.
So Taryn's yes. A spirit.
Taryn.
Samson has spirit vision.
Then I guess so, yeah.
What diff?
7.
Is it versus danger?
No.
Is it hidden magic?
Sure, I'll allow it.
Okay. 4 successes from Samson. And 0 from Chase.
3 for Astoria and 5 for Taryn.
Chase is a clueless buffoon.
Chase needs his seeing eye dog. This is why he has a familiar with lots of investment in bond sharing. He can't see shit.
How many successes did Astoria have on binding this, by the way?
3 so far. Okay. It is something that is being continued.
Gotcha. So, Samson is useful. Chase is not. Astoria and Taryn can see this as well. However, this dude had chameleon-esque skin and the ability to hide like a motherfucker. He got it from a demon.
Yeah, no kidding.
From a investment from a demon. A demon deal.
I Which means that soul.
This soul that you just trapped belongs to someone else. Who promptly claims it. Astoria. Willpower, diff 8.
Fucker. Current or total?
Current.
Oh, you fucker part 2.
Now I want to change my username in here to fucker part 2.
Willpower, diff 8 for both of us?
No, just Astoria.
Just Astoria. Do 10s reroll?
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Reroll into a 10. 5.
Okay. Astoria. You feel something coming. And yoinking this spirit out of your control and taking it to whatever hell this demon belongs in. And you have just enough time to recognize that that is happening and shield yourself from his attempt at retaliation. Mine,
oh, you
no
motherfucker.
Touch.
Is there any chance to react for that?
It rolled an opposing roll against your capture of the spirit. And had one more success than you did. Yoink.
Fuck.
Essentially, you watch the ghostie dragged into hell. Express ticket. Deals with demons payable on death.
Bastards.
Well. No spirit. Got yoinked by a demon.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I don't have the fucking self-confident flaw. Immediate Why? Reaction. But fucking... you didn't get me, motherfucker.
Honestly, I don't know. Astoria can be a little spicy sometimes. I could see it.
Yeah, but like, also not trying to get that thing to come back. The soul's already gone. We don't need another battle before the fucking Nefandi battle.
Yeah.
I can try and get it back. It's gonna bring the demon with it, though. Very angry demon.
Probably a bad idea.
Yeah, I know.
I was really hoping we could have a chance to talk to that spirit.
Yeah, me too. Unfortunately, demons don't like to wait when they're promised souls.
Okay, so I'm not a betting man, but odds on there being more where that came from.
High likelihood. There were a lot of demon deals in there. So, like, probably a fair number of them out here, actually. Probably going to follow us home, too.
Uh-huh. So, horses? Riding? Not here anymore. What do y'all think?
Yes, and... Yes, and if we could somehow project some sort of fractal pattern around us that may be more difficult for chameleon skin to reproduce, I don't know how it works. I don't know if this will help, but it might.
I might can do something like that. We're going to be really visible from a distance, though. Fuck it.
Not if it's a dome. It looks normal on the outside, but fractal on the inside.
Ooh. Okay.
Complicated, but there's three of us that can do that.
All right, hold on. She pulls a notebook out of her backpack and starts, kind of leans it on Astoria's back and starts scribbling at warp speed. Jesse and Olathe, just follow my lead, maybe? And she just kind of scans over the notes that of the equation that she just wrote out and does her little finger prism of light bendy. With two whole successes, she summons a squadron of brightly colored fish swimming in the air around you guys, putting off glowy light in all the hues of the rainbow. She's done this trick for Astoria with little golden fish, and now she is adapting it to add more hues of light to what she has going on. So you're basically surrounded by a technicolor rainbow of glowy fish. It's not especially bright with two successes to cover all of you, but it's something.
Hmm. Pretty.
What?
Or suck I, help?
What is my difficulty to assist?
It's forces.
Should we just force two?
Yeah, two.
To just fuck with light?
I have Rotten Liar. This counts as an attempt to deception, doesn't it?
Is that a plus one?
I would say no, because this is pretty explicitly making yourself more visible and making other people that try to sneak in here more visible.
It says this penalty extends to magical deceptions like illusions or mind control. This feels like something that I would get a plus to. Right, but it's an illusion. And it specifically says illusion in the book.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
I mean...
Like, I hate to do it,
I just disagree, honestly. What's the line between an illusion and just projecting lights?
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily feel like an illusion would be making the group not visible.
Well, we had talked about it not being more visible at range, though.
That's part two of this spell.
Yeah.
That she will not be a part of. I don't know.
Okay.
Only a plus two diff. Do it anyway.
Yeah, I've got three successes regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
I've got four, so.
Okay. I just wanted to be honest with the flaw, you know? Like, I'm just... It's a three-pointer. I'm trying to make sure when it is applicable, I'm keeping it into account.
That is appreciated. Yeah, with two more of you boosting it, it's quite the squadron of Technicolor fish swimming around you.
I don't want to make it hard for any chameleons.
That is the weirdest sentence I think I've heard tonight.
We do still need that invisibility dome, like, outside of this, so that it just makes it more obvious for people inside that someone is close.
Yeah.
And not Christmas tree our way through the forest.
Jessica scribbles a few more notes on the sheet, and then does her little prism hands thing again with... That's 10. Three successes to cover the dome from the outside.
And two more from Chase.
Okay.
Here. And what is that? Two, three, four, five more from Aletha.
Okay. Now what?
Holding up these effects? I guess we were gonna head back to the camp?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
How far is your camp?
About a mile to the west. We get back to the road, it won't take long.
Before we go back to the camp, do we want to try to track either of those items and see how far away they might be?
We could, but we might alert them by doing so.
That's true.
We may not want to track them until we're actually ready to deal with them.
That is fair. Well, then it sounds like we go.
Okay. You guys... set off on horseback, making your way across the field and back to the road. Chase, you are steadily and doggedly being followed by a ghost.
Yeah.
You have not explained what she's supposed to do, but she's caught on that she's supposed to follow you, so she's going to follow you until you tell her to do something else.
Yeah, no, do we want to push our luck and see if we can gather a few more, since we've killed the one assassin that was here? Theoretically, if there were multiple, they would have attacked at the same time and just killed all of us when they stabbed Jesse.
It would have been the smart thing to do.
It would have been the smart thing to do, and if they're dumb assassins, I'm not that worried about it. I figure if there were three or four, we would just be dead right now. So...
Brother Charles just kind of shrugs.
I think we should be okay.
Cool. Benji, I don't know how in-depth you want to go, but Chase is going to take the time to see how many of these angry ghosts he can get to follow us for the chance at Death or Glory. Death Part 2 or Glory.
Sure. Three total.
Three total. Dice.
Yep.
Less than half.
Hold on. Can I make a spirit roll to boost the effectiveness of that?
How so?
There are in spirit three, rouse and lull spirit as something that you can do. If I can rouse them in a vengeance-y sort of way, I think that might work.
Okay. Give me a roll about it.
Okay. Diff 4, 5, 6 to start.
Yes.
Okay. So diff 7. Gonna use a willpower. Two successes. Oh, plus willpower. Three successes.
All right, so six total.
Uh-huh, you're welcome.
Perfect. That's what we're on about. And, yeah, I suppose with spirits gathered, it's time to get moving. For real this time.
Alrighty. So you guys ride off across the night, accompanied by a swarm of brightly colored fish and a gaggle of ghosts. You make your way across the field back to the road. And as he said, about a mile west, you arrive at basically just a clearing back in the woods where he has a tent set up. Large enough for a couple more tents to get popped out. But he, as you walk up, it's pretty obvious. This little field is warded up the ass. And the ghosts kind of just hang out around side the perimeter. There's not spirit wards, but there are all kinds of prime and correspondence wards that make it icky for them to come in. I figured they would look at houses first. So, field in the middle of nowhere, a little less likely.
Fingers crossed.
Well, they haven't murdered me yet, and apparently there's chameleon people in the woods. I sound like a schizophrenic.
Which is pretty cool if you really think about it. I feel like it's possible with... Huh?
Yeah.
Just chameleon people in the woods makes you feel like a schizophrenic after everything.
No, it's just saying it out loud. I could have really used that ability about a year ago. Anyway.
Yeah, elbows Jessica. That might be a cool one.
You want me to make a demon deal and get chameleon
skin? No!
I want you to make a deal with Olathe and get chameleon skin. What the fuck?
You can do that?
Deals with Olathe are super easy. Just give her ramen. Yeah. What the
fuck? Olathe is going to laugh at that.
That's
what I've been doing.
That's incredible. Just give her ramen. Please.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably do something with, like, horses and matter on, like, clothes and stuff in, like, a ghillie suit kind of way, but, like,
oh
also...
my god. We're gonna wrap you in plastic wrap.
Oh.
That sounds uncomfortable.
If we can't change your... Well, Olathe probably just fucking can, first off. Just throwing that one back out there, but on the off chance that you really want to do this yourself, you could absolutely just wrap yourself in plastic wrap and then work a little bit of illusion work on the plastic wrap and be fine.
Yeah, maybe.
Or like a morph suit or something so you don't wrinkle.
She holds out a hand, which turns invisible. I can just bend light, you know.
Yeah.
But chameleon skin probably doesn't give off a magic signature.
Not like that, no.
Hmm.
Yeah, we sure as shit didn't see it. And if counts six, we got six right now, right?
Yeah, six humans, assorted familiars.
If we've got six mages and two familiars that didn't spot it, that's pretty impressive.
The first time, Samson caught it.
Yeah,
barely.
But yeah,
pretty cool though.
Quite easy to hide, especially if you have a way of screening yourself from magical detection.
Demon deals. Astoria makes a note in her book.
Brother Charles is busy lighting a fire the old-fashioned way and kind of looks up at you guys. Just keep in mind what happened to that fella.
Yeah, we killed the shit out of him.
No.
I think he meant the soul snatching.
What happened after that demon deal?
Soul aside, it just clearly wasn't fucking worth it because he's still dead.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's the insult to injury here, is that not only did he lose his soul and get snatched by a demon, but it didn't even work.
He did get very close to getting Jesse, though.
Close to getting one when he was clearly trying to get all of us isn't really exactly a glowing endorsement.
And I mean, like, we caught it immediately. I don't really think it was close.
I'm not saying it's a worth it or a good idea, but...
Yeah, this is a pretty glowing recommendation against demon deals. So far, the advertisement I've gotten is, it's just not worth it, and it's overpriced.
Oh yeah, most of the time, absolutely. It's much better to force them to do what you want, honestly.
Well, hopefully we don't run into anyone who got a better bargain at Demon Mart. Ugh. And as he finishes that last part with kind of an exasperated sigh, strikes his flint, and there's fire. All right. Well, if anyone thinks they can sleep, you're welcome to have at it. I'll take first watch.
Good night. That Chase is, in fact, going to go set up a tent and go the fuck to sleep.
Okay. I need a nightmare roll from Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
Diff 9.
Zeroed out. Lots of eights, but...
No! Sleep! For Jesse!
Yeah, that tracks.
Jesse settles in to go to sleep and promptly is assaulted by nightmares composed of all the awful bullshit that she just had to witness. They come and go in waves. Essentially seeing the flesh-melded monster over and over again with different people's faces poking out of it that she knows and loves. Seeing the pictures of her mother doing nephondic magic. Feeling that knife scrape across her skin, but this time not missing. It's a bad experience. And within a very short time, she awakens and is now wide awake for the rest of the night. I haven't dropped nightmares on anybody else, right? It's just you and Naomi?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Which, I mean, tracks. Everybody else is kind of desensitized to it at this point in their lives.
I've got my weird past lives nightmares, but that's about it.
That's right, you do have that. I do need to hit you with some of those soonish. You know what? Fuck it. Give me a willpower. Current. Diff 8.
Fucking rude.
Because you did touch on some old hermetic knowledge while you were doing this.
Diff 8.
You just don't feel.
2 successes.
Okay. Astoria does not have nightmares about it.
She's going the fuck to bed, but not before setting up a ward to make sure if that anything dings off of those 2 spooky shits, that it wakes her up.
Valid. So, Jessica kind of wraps herself around Astoria, settling in for the night. And kind of makes a point to have some of the fishes come down and just, like, circle over top of them until she falls asleep and they disappear.
Would she wrap up in someone else in a hostile environment?
Sure would. Someone else is on watch. When it's time for her watch, she won't be.
Fair enough. All right.
It's about where Chase is at with it. We settle in. He acquires something from his bag to shove in his face, gives something to Samson, sets up a tent, and is out like 20 minutes after we get to camp.
Yeah, man. They are quite accustomed to, like, quickly rolling out of bed together.
Mm-hmm.
If shit's going down at this point, it'll be okay. Yeah. And if something is going to need that extra, like, half a second, we're toast anyways.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone doing anything special before turning in for the night?
Taryn's on watch while Astoria is asleep, so.
Yeah. Jessica, I didn't roleplay it out, but Jessica would probably volunteer for second watch.
So, Aletha will take whatever space in it. She'll be up for 2 of the watches anyway.
Aletha's kind of a natural third watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aletha's probably first and third, most likely.
Alright, so you'd be sitting up with Brother Charles for a while.
Probably. Talk with him a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think Jace is getting out of this without a watch.
Yeah, I mean, unless y'all are doubling up watches, which is smart, but not necessarily.
Astoria probably gets up with Jessica.
Yeah.
She's a light sleeper anyways. Not like light sleeper the merit, but like if someone around her is moving, she's probably also going to be getting up.
Yeah. All right. The night passes uneventfully into the morning. And also, Jesse is awake the whole fucking night, so.
Yeah, I was about to say, I am the watch.
But triple watch.
Jesse's, you know, is mostly going to be spent, like, dead staring at a wall, though, if we're being completely fucking honest, for, like, 8 hours straight. Just.
I think that's probably about how it's going to go. Chase gets up for watch, sees Jesse still up, says, you want some tea to clear your mind, and then goes the fuck back to sleep.
Yeah, I guess.
Some of that, there we go. His night watch special that he gives out back in Kirkland, that's going to be 2 successes worth of, give you 1 extra perception for the rest of the evening.
I do love that the answer isn't, hey, do you want to, you know, sleep without nightmares? It's, hey, do you want to be more awake?
Yeah. Hey, do you want some Adderall tea?
Literally, yes. Once she makes it apparent that she's not getting back to sleep, Chase is going to say, this will enhance your eyesight a little bit further. And no sense in both of us being up, yeah?
I guess, yeah.
Samson will stay out here with you for a little bit, though.
Oof. Thanks. Very gentle.
Oof.
Lick face.
Jesse.
Yeah, Chase is going back to sleep. He's getting like 10 hours of sleep tonight.
Fucking valid. Comrade Jesse.
Comrade Jesse.
Very late into the night. Like, it's, I mean, you do have time, so it's like 3:17 in the morning.
Amazing.
There is a very gentle rustling out in the brush beyond the camp perimeter. And you can't see them, but the ghosts that are hanging out there clear out to go be somewhere else. Somewhere on the other side of camp, away from the thing that just made that noise. And something rather familiar steps into view. And it is one of those white deer.
Oh, the gold-eyed deer. Before.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Jessie's gonna, like, scramble to her feet.
The night passes uneventfully for everybody but Jessie. Jessie scrambles to her feet.
She just stares at the deer. Watching.
It is specifically the stag. The elk stag.
The one that came to get me last time.
Exactly. And it sees you, sees that you see him. And kind of dips his head and turns and walks away into the forest.
Oh, what the fuck? Dude, I can't follow you on my watch.
What watch is this during?
You would be waking up in just a little bit. So it would be... Actually, it would be Jessica and Astoria's watch.
Did they see the deer? The stag? Did we see the deer, the stag? Astoria specifically got spirit vision up still.
Perception alertness.
The deer, the stag, the golden eyes stag.
Damn saggy eye.
What diff?
Diff 6.
Taryn is sleeping now. That's 2 tens. A 5?
You sure do. What?
It's Christian in the back. Loud as fuck, dude. What? Have I seen this before?
You have not, but Naomi described such a thing moving through Kirkland right before the wild blizzard came through.
Oh man.
And probably, sorry, one more thing. Probably Chase and Naomi would have story told that they saw one coming back when they were coming back from the dreaming, from visiting Dot, because they briefly saw one then too.
And changelings are wild aligned, correct?
Kinda. It's vague and weird.
They don't fuck with the triad.
Yeah, they don't explicitly fuck with the triad. Okay. There's some theoretical discussion. I don't
think they even believe in it.
Yeah, there's some theoretical discussion about the wild and the weird being potentially related, but nothing concrete. They don't really fuck with the triad. They're their own thing. Which is why it's so dodgy when one of them does get grabbed by something like the worm.
If you wanted to force them into the triad, they're the wild, the nightmare is the worm, and banality is the weaver, but like most changelings would resent you for trying to force them into the triad because that's not how they believe.
Exactly. So yeah, sure enough, there's a fucking elk standing there with glowy golden eyes. There are not elk in this part of the world.
And Jesse does say out loud the, oh, come on, I can't fucking follow you. I'm on watch.
Yeah, and presumably Astoria and Jessica hear that.
Do you usually follow strange spirits into the woods?
I know this one, kind of, I guess.
Wait. What do you mean?
Jesse can see spirits now? When did that happen?
I can see that one. I can see the fucking the stag. He's, So, like, before we left for all of this, he found me while I was at the cabin, and he took me to the wild, and, showed me what's happened in that contained area where I convinced it to stay. Yeah? And I went with Allison and Ursa, and I didn't really know what all to check for. But it hasn't hurt me yet.
And it brought you to an area of wild explosion?
Yeah, where we all went last time. The contained area.
Yeah.
It brought me back to show me what had happened. It can, that was something though. The deer, he's not the only one. And they can go in and out of that area as they please.
Okay, so they're not part of the wild that you contained or that you bargained be contained there.
Yeah. Yeah, they can go in and out, but they aren't stuck. Clearly.
Would you accept a occult roll of some kind?
Sure.
What?
Div 8. I'll also accept cosmology, but I think those are the same dice pool for you.
They are not. I have one more in occult, and I have a specialty.
Okay.
Wait, is this a...
Oh, sorry. Can Jesse roll for cosmology?
Sure.
Jesse has one dot in cosmology.
Is this a spirit?
Yes.
Haha! Well, I rolled 2 tens, and those get doubled. I have a spirit specialization. And you said diff 8?
Yes.
One success from Jesse.
7 successes from Astoria.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay. I have 8 dice to throw at this and a specialization.
Shit's gonna get weird. Alright. Jesse, you're not totally sure what this is all about. You've been pondering it for a while, and it doesn't match up to anything that you've encountered in your fairly minimal study of this kind of shit. Astoria. Shit's getting weird.
It has been for a while now.
You look very closely at this spirit. And the more you study it, the more its outline seems to blur. It's less a knowledge of what this thing is and more seeing through it to its true nature. As that outline shifts, something different comes into view. The horns of the elk remain, but the rest shifts to the shape of a human. Tall, broad-shouldered, long hair, clothes seemingly made of ivy and nothing else, with elk antlers on his head, and still has the glowing golden eyes. For half a second, he looks away from Jesse, over to Astoria, kind of inclines his head in acknowledgement, and then back to Jesse before he turns to walk away. Astoria.
Yeah.
You know of a being who looks like this. At least you've heard of his existence.
Mm-hmm.
In a pantheon not your own.
Mm-hmm.
The Horned Lord.
Kernanos?
Kernanos.
Neat. Well, Jesse. Looks like you've got another god courting you. Potentially.
The fuck?
This one's better. Well.
So can I? And she, like, points. Like, Jim.
It might be better to stay with the group for now, but I don't know.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Intemperate, do I have to roll to not go?
Yeah, give me a willpower.
Oh, man. Current or total?
Current. I'll give you a diff 7, because you do have a voice of reason telling you probably don't follow a strange god into the woods. That is enough to not follow a strange god into the woods in the middle of the night in the Fondi territory.
Thank goodness. Honestly. I mean, it might be something to check on later, but like, I feel like we got enough going on right now. Definitely better than Lilith.
Jesse's getting, like, a breathy, like, sarcastic exhale with that. You're, like, a little huff, like, Jesus. Why does, like, every god but my own want me?
Real sleepover conversations. I don't know. You've probably moved away from that enough. Your alignment has changed some. Shrug. I don't know.
She's going to look for the deer. And she's going to go, "What do you want? What do you want?
What do you want?"
Jesus fucking Christ.
I mean, it's probably better to be polite.
What, is that not polite?
No! Do you hear? What do you want? Do you hear yourself?
So, this put Olathe has to, like, and it's probably like they're with a small smirk.
Yeah, Olathe.
If they're yelling, that probably wakes the whole camp up. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, it's like whispered. Like,
yeah,
doesn't pick up if it's like whisper. Stage whispering, now, to essentially.
Be fair, the "what do you want" is kind of loud.
Oh well.
Aletha is about to wake up anyway, so that does probably wake her up.
And it's less of like it's more exasperated, the what do you want? Like I get that. She sounds exhausted. Like
I get that. But also, you're talking to like high powered spirits, man.
You don't think I talk to Mother the same fucking way?
You're trying to get her to leave you alone, right?
I mean, I was toeing a very delicate line.
Do you want to be a Nafandi?
No, I don't want a Nafandi god to go after my family because I told her to eat shit.
The ground rumbles. Mm-hmm. Oh god, this is where I wish.
Chase's tent.
What?
Faint growling from in Chase's tent.
If Olathe was a different character, just making the ground feel like it shaked after that statement would have been so tempting.
I mean, I get that. I do. Seems like they're coming back to power. It's the easiest way to stop others is to align with one, I guess.
Hey, that's... She's gonna look at the dish. That's true. Hey, wait. Hold on. And she's gonna step in the direction of...
How do Not you say now.
It? Wait, what if I don't get another chance before we get there? I'm not going. Just give me a sec. Ugh. She doesn't, like, leave camp. She goes to, like, the edge of camp in the deer's direction.
Jessica looks back and forth between Astoria and Jesse.
What the fuck is going on?
Magic. Gods. Spirits. End of another the world.
Another one?
Yeah. Another one. Can't fill a full cup, though, so that's only better.
He is turned away and walking away from camp when Jesse steps closer to him and stops and looks over his shoulder. Jesse still sees a deer. Did Astoria say his name out loud at any point in character?
Yes, probably.
Okay, I thought so. So yeah. Jesse would know the name.
Pronounce it for me one more time.
Kernanos.
Kernanos.
I remember the name.
Do you need my help?
Slow shake of the head.
Confused look. Can you help us?
Slow nod.
Please.
You hear a voice. Broadcasting inside your head in much the same way as Lilith has in the past. Because they're gods, and they can make themselves at home in your head if they feel like it. But it is not that cloying, sickly, sweet, almost seductive feel that you get from Lilith. Your heart flutters a little bit. And you feel the wild adrenaline that you get when you're hunting. Or tracking something through the woods. It is all at once the hunter and the prey, and the woods all together. And he speaks. I am watching. I will aid where I can. You you face a great darkness. A devourer. She will upset the fragile balance. Be strong and to go forth knowing that I look over you, Huntress. We will speak again.
Yeah, okay.
And then he bounds into the woods and it's gone.
Josie stands there kind of starstruck for a second. And then turns around and sits down by the fire and stares into it.
You good?
That wasn't a lack of sleep thing, right? Like, that actually happened just now, right?
Depends on what you're talking about. I saw him too, if that's what you're asking.
So the deer was real.
Okay, well, I mean, if that's the form that you saw, then yes.
Yeah, yeah, he's... What do you mean? He's a stag. What? You saw... Oh, okay. Right. He said he's watching. And he'll help where he can.
Good. I mean, he's... as diametrically opposed to... Nafondi shit as possible.
Yeah,
now.
He's wanted to keep balance, I think. As you said.
He's probably closer to the wild side of things, so he doesn't want her to take over the balance.
He didn't feel as scary as Mother did. Lilith. Sorry, I'm so used to calling her that now.
He's not necessarily trying to tempt you.
Yeah.
So, I can teach you about him if you want.
That would be great, honestly. welcome change from the last time somebody was in my head like this.
Ben, I assume we could pass some time during Olathe's watch, just kind of chatting about the mythology behind that. I don't want to give a presentation on it right now.
I mean, you can give Cliff Notes version as we wrap up the session here.
Oh, cool. Well, Kernanos is known as the Horned God. It is a Celtic origin deity. He's the Lord of Wild Things is one of his other more frequent names. Kind of like a nature deity almost. Not almost, he is a nature deity. You saw his stag form. He also looks like a man with antlers occasionally. Ruler of the wilderness, which I guess really makes sense with your current proclivities in the forest, I guess.
Yeah, it makes a lot more sense than fucking Lilith.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know, balance, like he said, like harmony in the forest. It's mostly good things, honestly. I mean, there's obviously the life and death aspect of the forest and everything, like all things, you know, all things that live must come to an end at some point. But like, he's not particularly bad, just a nice change.
Yeah. Well, we'll We'll see if he makes another house call after we get out of here.
Yeah. He's also a fertility god?
Jessica giggles.
You're turning red, Jesse.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, the horns are, like, symbology, but, like, so are dicks.
Okay, well.
So you have the mother and the fertility god both interested in you.
I don't think I like the implications of this.
Ben.
Yeah, bud.
I had life vision on earlier.
Jesus Christ.
Goddamn.
That's incredibly invasive.
Jesus. Titty fucking Christ.
I mean, Alatha didn't look like her.
But you
purpose,
also did a scan for the poison.
I so did. Like,
yeah, I guess, man.
Oh, gods. No, Jesse is not pregnant. Yet.
Yep.
Okay.
Jesus.
I'm going to say, Alatha probably would be like, you're okay for now.
Okay, what do you fucking... Oh my god. Can we not?
Oh, no, he's not going to sleep with you. Like, oh, that came out really wrong. Nothing personal.
It was not the one I was...
I was more worried about, you know, the giant Scotsman, but you know...
Oh,
at this point has just dissolved into silent, hysterical giggles.
Alatha's trying so hard not to do the same. After that outburst from Astoria.
But
okay, well, thanks for the good news, Olathe. And Astoria. Thank you both for the good news.
Yeah, I can tell you more about him some other time. if you decide that's something you want, there's a bit of a change in the way that worship happens with pagan deities, but I'm gonna go.
Go where?
Over there. Like,
I assume.
She, like, hustles off over to the other side of camp so she doesn't accidentally tell Jesse that someone's not gonna fuck her anymore.
Again.
Again. Well, you know, Jesse and Astoria are engaged, so...
We're doubling
that
games.
Did happen. There was an exchange of rings.
Yes, there was.
And the feather.
And the feather. Yeah.
Hashtag no. Corded.
Oh. You've got an antlered god. I've got an antlered goddess.
Alrighty.
This is not the way I saw this day going. Together. At all.
Oh, man. All right. And with that, we're going to wrap the session up.
It's kind of fucked up how much laughing there is during the Nafondi session.
Listen, I have strategically placed opportunities for a little bit of levity for how fucking dark this whole
Thank
arc is.
You. I'm glad we got to talk about the fertility god.
It's like when the Lions Led by Donkeys podcast does a genocide episode, Joe always has a list of animal facts, so when his co-host gets fuckulated, he can just be
animal
like,
facts.
Right,
animal facts.
Fact, please.
I just want you to know I was sitting there wiggling in my chair. I was like, Kernan knows, Kernan knows, Kernan knows!
Kernan knows, Kernan knows, Kernan knows! He won't fuck you, though! Wait!
It's ideal. I wouldn't want to explain that to Lachlan.
Right. And it even makes a little bit of sense historically because Kernanos did cross-pollinate into the Roman pantheon.
Mm-hmm.
Great, now we're getting more pollination.
You know, earlier I was going to mention that saying the changelings are like the wild is effectively just asking Astoria how she feels about, like, Jupiter and Mars.
Yeah.
Very what? Offensive if they know what they're talking about, but I guess easy enough to see the confusion from the outside.
Yeah.
A story is basically Roman, it's fine. It's all the same.
Yike.
All right. I mean...
Experience?